This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with David Maxwell, a senior fellow for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies and a veteran of irregular warfare in the Philippines. Lessons learned. These, David reminds me, are not immediately applicable to other places we could name recently where there's been reversals and failure to succeed against terrorist organizations. But there seem to be lessons here for everyone. The first lesson I learned from David's essay is to respect sovereignty. What does that mean, David?
Well, that's really critical in dealing with a sovereign country, because if the legitimacy of the host nation government, the sovereign government, is undermined, then that really gives the terrorists and insurgents ammunition for their cause. And so first and foremost, the deployment of U.S. forces in support of a sovereign government has to be just that, in support. And we cannot take the lead and usurp their authority and their legitimacy. So we've got to recognize sovereignty and help to preserve that sovereignty by advising and assisting, providing support to the Philippine security forces without dominating operations. And we are actually, according to our rules of engagement, we were not authorized to conduct unilateral U.S. operations. To do so would have so undermined the sovereignty that it would have really enhanced support for the Abu Sayyaf group and the other terrorist and insurgent organizations in the Philippines.
So you did not elbow aside the Philippine experience and the Philippine authority, a military and police authority. You worked with it or beside it, or you augmented. Is that correct, David?
Yeah, we call that through, by, and with, or through, with, and by. And of course, this is a long-term approach. While sometimes, it's frustrating, we think that we could conduct U.S. operations, sometimes more quickly, but we had to really take a long-term approach and try to work ourselves out of a job, which is the typical special forces methodology. We want to make them competent and capable to be able to defend themselves against lawlessness, subversion, insurgency, and terrorism. And so that is really our objective. We do not want to do that for them. We don't want to force the American way of war on them. We want to operate in support in accordance with their history, customs, traditions, and culture to help them be successful in their own country.
Second lesson, psychological operations, civil affairs unit. In other words, the military solution is one piece of the puzzle. Do I read that correctly, David?
Absolutely. And of course, the conditions that give rise to the terrorism insurgency really must be addressed. In Mindanao, these are undergoverned or ungoverned spaces. So the government must improve its ability to govern these spaces and provide security, but also provide services, normal government services, education, medical, transportation networks. And these were able to be addressed in partnership with the Philippine and U.S. military, but also in the own Philippine development capabilities, the Mindanao Economic Development Corporation, supported by the U.S. Agency for International Development. Our USAID supported the Philippine development programs for larger scale projects. Military Civil Affairs, Philippine and U.S. conducted smaller ones, conducted assessments, conducted recommendations that to the Philippine and U.S. development agencies, and we had a synergistic effect, small unit projects up to large-scale long-term projects, all to address the conditions among the population that give rise to support for insurgency.
Let's go to the third lesson learned. We have a minute, David. Continuous area assessment. Translation, please. We have a minute.
This is about understanding the conditions, understanding the problems, understanding the relationships, and really developing that detailed knowledge of the area to be able to use to target the terrorist, and again, to target the conditions that give rise to support for terrorism and insurgency. So you've really got to be expert in the area, and you do that by continuous assessment to develop that detailed knowledge and understanding.
David Maxwell, retired U.S. Army Special Forces Colonel, commanded the 1st Battalion, 1st Special Forces Group in Okinawa on Basilan Island, and later the Joint Special Operations Task Force Philippines. I know David as the senior fellow at the Foundation for the Democracy. However, he is also the editor of Small Wars Journal. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.